Hey, welcome back. I'm so excited for today as we explore the very important topic, and one that if you don't get correct, may make it very difficult to succeed. Today, we'll explore what it means to manage and lead in today's organizations, drawing from wisdom not only from business theory, but also from timeless truths found in the Bible. Management is the art and science of guiding resources. This includes people, time, money, and technology toward achieving organizational goals. Managers plan, organize, lead, and control. These four functions form a continuous cycle of decision-making and actions. Proverbs 15 reminds us, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Good management involves collaboration, foresight, and adaptability. Let's explore the first of these core functions, planning. Planning is about anticipating the future and preparing for it. Strategic plans look years ahead, while tactical and operations plans focus on the near term. Contingency plans prepare organizations for the unexpected, like a natural disaster or market disruption. With plans in place, the next step is to organize, bringing structure to that vision. Organizing involves structuring teams, assigning responsibilities, and ensuring resources are aligned with the goals. It's about creating a framework where people can thrive and collaborate effectively. 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, "But everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. Order and clarity empower people to do their best work. A confused person says no." Once the structure is set, leadership breathes life into the organization. So let's explore what it means to lead with purpose. Leadership is more than giving orders. It is about inspiring, guiding, and empowering others. Great leaders adapt their style to the situations. Sometimes you need to be directive. Other times you need to be collaborative. The best leaders know when to step in and when to step back. Jesus modeled servant leadership. True leadership is rooted in service, humility, and vision. Leadership sets the tone, but how do we ensure we're on the right track? And that's where control comes in. Controlling involves monitoring progress, comparing results to goals, and then making adjustments. It's not about micromanaging. It's about accountability and continuous improvement through looking at metrics. Now that we've covered the four functions of management, let's look at the roles of managers that in different settings. So managers wear many hats. They gather information, build relationships, make decisions. Some decisions are routine. Others require creativity and courage. The best managers are those who can think critically and act decisively. But what skills do managers need to succeed in a complex world like we have today? Well, managers need technical skills to understand the work, human skills to lead people, and conceptual skills to see the big picture. As they rise in responsibility, the emphasis shifts from doing tasks to guiding teams and shaping strategy. Finally, let's explore the trends shaping the future of management. So today's managers navigate crises. They embrace technologies. They lead across culture. They lead sometimes when they don't even see people face to face for months to years. They must be agile, ethical, and globally minded. The world is changing fast. So must our leadership. As future leaders, you are called to shine, bringing integrity, wisdom, and compassion to the workplace. Management is more than a job. It's a calling. It's about stewarding resources, empowering people, and making a difference. As you step into the world of business, remember, success is not just measured in profits, but in purpose. I pray you have a great week. I'm excited as you dive more into these subjects through the textbook and the articles. and that you learn how you can apply these to your personal and your work life. Have a great week. God bless.